Hi, everybody. This is Michael Ann Connolly, and you're listening to Habits into Health. We are all about turning around behaviors that are creating problems for yourself or others. In this show, I share a unique perspective that brings the body to the foreground in your path to change. And during each episode, I lead an experiential exercise to support you in letting your body lead so that your mind doesn't have to. You see, all attitude is shaped by behavior, and behavior is based in the body. And that's why leading with the body rather than pushing through the mind is a very effective way to deal with habit change, addiction recovery, personal growth. And this includes patterns that bother you and maybe not other people. I use the example of chewing fingernails, to really big problems that create chaos all around and are very self-destructive, like smoking, drinking, and drug use. In this episode, I want to talk with you about reinforcement. In the process of changing anything in our lives, whether it looks external, like a job or a new home, or internal, like changing a behavior pattern that no longer serves us, the harder path is doing it alone. So we all need reinforcement, especially on days when the pressures of life create situations or distractions that end up pulling us off our goals. So I'm going to share the first of four paths to emotional sanity, because they could really help you stay steady, even when life isn't. You'll hear more about the other three paths in upcoming episodes. Before we start, let's take just a brief minute to shift the energy so that we're creating the space to receive. If you've listened to Habits into Health before, this might seem familiar. And that's a good thing, because reinforcement helps us to stay on track with our goals. So we're going to keep it simple today. In this moment, just bring your hands together, palm to palm. And if you're in a situation where that's unsafe, well, then if you can, just let one hand make contact with something. Either another part of you, like placing your hand on your heart or your thigh or even a nearby object. And if it's uncomfortable to bring your hands together palm to palm, you could also just do finger to finger, thumb to thumb. Regardless, notice the temperature that you feel from hot to cold. That's going to be different for you than for somebody else. In these 2 or 3 seconds, just feel this. You don't have to do anything differently. You don't even have to wonder about it. Just feel the sensation of temperature. In this moment, just feel without needing to make anything of it. Let your body lead. From time to time in each episode of Habits into Health, I invite you to notice something in the moment. The first step to creating change is just noticing what is. And you can learn more by listening to other episodes of Habits into Health on iTunes or by going to the website habitsintohealth.com and clicking on the podcast menu. Let's talk about today's topic. I said before that reinforcement supports us in staying on track with our goals. And that's true if staying on track with our goals is what we're reinforcing. So it depends on what you want to reinforce. If you want to reinforce staying right where you are, well, then don't change a thing. Or try to change too much all at once. Either of those will work really well for staying right where you are. There's something I've come to call the four paths to emotional sanity. I learned about these from Angela Zarian. She's a cultural anthropologist who has a passion for helping people find their true natures. And she now has training programs and intensives in what she calls the fourfold way. What I pass on is just a snippet, shorthand really. I reinforce the four paths in my own life and share them with my students. I share them with the interns I supervise and with my clients too. And in this and upcoming episodes, I'll share each of them with you. What we're going to do now is just talk about the first path to emotional sanity, which is show up. In the self-help program I'm most familiar with, people say, suit up. Emotional sanity starts with making a commitment to show up in your life. And that means, well, at its simplest, that when you say you're going to be somewhere, get there. If you tell your kids that you'll take them to the water slides on Saturday, do it. If you tell your supervisor that yes, you'll get that report out before the end of the week, get it done. If you tell yourself you're going to get to that Weight Watchers meeting, show up. If you tell a friend you'll meet him for a movie, then meet him for a movie. If you make a promise to yourself or to anyone else to attend to a task, then do whatever it takes to make it happen. What happens if you make a decision and you discover you can't follow through? Things do happen, right? Well, the first path to emotional sanity, in my mind, says that you do this as little as possible. And yet, when it's necessary or when it occurs, you own it. You take responsibility and clean up any mess that you've created. So you tell the kids as ahead of time as you can that, you know, gosh, this weekend, I can't take you guys to the water slides as planned. You might sit down with them for a minute and say, well, since I can't do that this weekend, let's talk about alternatives. Maybe Johnny's mom around the corner is taking Johnny to the water slides this weekend, and she'd be happy to take your kids along for the ride. Invite them to join you in problem solving. It will teach them some important things, like when things happen, how we deal with it says a lot more about us than anything. Or when you can't do something, you're teaching that you take responsibility by owning it and cleaning up. So when you expect them to own what they've done when they've made a mistake and to clean up, you're consistent. You're modeling it yourself. It also teaches kids that adults aren't perfect. You're modeling, and it's not the end of the world. There's no shame in apologizing. And actually, you create more of a mess when you don't. On another level, if you find that keeping your commitments is more of a challenge, then notice how you show up for yourself around this. Are you able to acknowledge the situation without punishing yourself? Or do you start berating yourself for not keeping your promises? I'll say more in an upcoming episode about self-blame, but just for now, just think of the consequences. You're probably familiar with them, so I encourage you to do something a little bit differently. Ask yourself if your own very best friend would treat you the way you're treating yourself. And the answer is probably not. Showing up for yourself means playing the responsibility game and not the blame game. And the responsibility game is one in which you win and everyone wins. In this instance, probably by adjusting your level of commitments to better suit your life's realities. It may take you longer to get to your goal, but you'll enjoy the ride a whole lot more. And enjoying the ride is the point. Now, in Habits into Health, we're exploring 21st century approaches to personal growth and habit change. That means we're trying to work this differently. It's not about just reinforcing your thoughts. This is about doing it differently and letting the body lead. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and you can find out more at habitsintohealth.com. Let's take a moment to work with showing up. Start by considering a habit, something you'd like to say goodbye to. And I invite you to show up for this in a particular way. When you bring this habitual behavior to the foreground right now, what comes up? You might have thoughts about this, or associations, which are like collections of memories, ways that you've come to frame this habit in you. You might have some familiar emotions. Perhaps you've given up this habit many times before without success, and you might have developed an attitude about this. Neither of these, thoughts and emotions, is disembodied, even though you may not be used to tuning into the connection. They don't happen in a vacuum. When you think and feel, muscular activity is going on, whether you are aware of it or not. You are actually sending signals to yourself and to other people. At the very least, your vocal cords are moving when you think, and very often other muscle groups as well. Do you tense up your jaw or feel jittery? Do your hands or feet shake? Do you start to feel nauseous? These are only examples. Showing up for yourself means that you're able to shift your attention from what you consider to be strictly mental or emotional activity to recognizing the physical signals that are tied to that activity. And guess what? It's a whole lot easier to work with something concrete, like a tense muscle, than it is to work with a mental or emotional signal. This is just practical. Now, every time you get into that habitual behavior, you may not feel tense in your jaw. It's not a formula where once you notice something, it's consistent every time. Like the saying goes, we don't step in the same river twice. The practice is to build your library, your collection of understanding of your range of physical signals, coming to recognize the places you go in your own geography, in your legs or your back, your throat, your forehead or your temples, your shoulders. When you build a practice of doing this, chances are you'll get more effective at putting them in the foreground instead of hiding out in the background, unnoticed. So the first path to emotional sanity is showing up. It's only one way you can support yourself in making your change happen. We all need all the reinforcement we can get. So I invite you over the next week or so to show up, or don't, and notice the consequences. You'll probably recognize that consequences are different depending on whether you've shown up or not. You are listening to Habits into Health, and in other episodes, I'll bring more of these perspectives. My hope is that I can support you in creating a plan that works for you in creating your change of habit. And I'm really happy to receive your feedback. So feel free to come to habitsintohealth.com. That's my website. It's a place where you can ask questions or make comments. I mean, everybody can learn from what you have to share. And I also have articles that I've written, and there's some other resources that you might like. This is Michael Ann Conley. I support you in turning your old habits around into healthy possibilities for your future. Thanks for joining me.